There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I just, during the break, I spent the entire break trying to get in touch with the Mesa, Arizona Police Department to find out what's going on with this cop who punched a 15-year-old girl in the face twice, beat her up, put her in a chokehold. It's absolutely outrageous. And, so the phone at Mesa, Arizona Police Department is ringing and ringing and ringing. And I'll give you that number if you want to call. 480-644-2211. 480-644-2211. And you can tell them that you are an investigative journalist acting with USAprepares.com. And if you do so, please use your real name and report back to us either via the telephone on air or you can call me off the air. My number is on the website, USAprepares.com, or you can send me an email at Vincent@USAprepares.com. Absolutely outrageous what's happening with the police departments all over the country, and that's going to be the subject of tomorrow's broadcast, two-hour special on America. The government is out of control, and they're using the blue plague to beat us up. And just one more example of a cop punching a 15-year-old girl twice in the face and putting her in a chokehold. Is that what we've hired these thugs to do? I'll tell you what. I think there should be gun control. We should confiscate guns from every police officer. Why? I mean, are there some good ones? I hear there are. Well, if there are, we need to protect ourselves, and we need to confiscate guns from all of them just to keep us safe. And here's something that I've been thinking. I've been thinking about how people call 911. They'll call 911 and they'll say, I think there's a guy with a gun. And then the cops will come running and then someone's going to get killed. Okay? And it can be a guy with a water hose nozzle. That's happened in Hayward, California. Neighbor calls from across the street, says, "Hey, I think there's a guy with a gun. Looks like he has a small revolver or something like that." And it's a guy sitting on the front porch, inebriated, to some extent, waiting for his neighbor or his buddy to come home, and he's holding a garden hose in his hand. Neighbor thinks it's a gun. The cops show up, shotguns, boom, kill him. Okay? Don't call 911. Or let's all call 911 and say things like, "There's a guy with a gun. He's on our street. He's got a gun. And actually, he's got a whole bunch of magazines." And then if 911 says, "Well, can you describe the man? What's he wearing?" A blue shirt. Okay, what else is he wearing? Blue pants. What else is he wearing? A hat. What else? He's got a stick. Looks like he's got a taser. Looks like he's got pepper spray. Mace. Handcuffs. Looks like he's wearing body armor. I'm scared to death. There's a guy with a gun walking down our street. Come help us. Now, what would happen if we did that? And that's what these guys are doing. They're riding around with cars with guns. They're riding around with cars with shotguns. They're riding around with cars with all kinds of weapons in the trunk. Road flares. Heck, one of our instructors is facing 20 years in jail because he had 3 road flares in his car. They call them bomb-making materials. Well, isn't that what the police have? Actually, don't they have bombs? Don't they have flashbang grenades? Aren't they bombs? They throw them into somebody's house. It lands in the crib of a child, and it goes boom and blows the child's skin off. These guys are dangerous. The Blue Plague. I'm sorry. I launched into a monologue there because I'm trying to find out information from the city of Mesa, Arizona, on what the heck they're doing beating up a 15-year-old girl. John Reagan's with us, and John, it's your turn.
Now, let's see if I can make you feel better with the financial news.
Oh, man.
I've got seven articles. What I'm going to do is just run through the seven real quick, and then we'll decide where we'll discuss it from there. We've got New Jersey being very generous. They are giving food stamps to dead people. It cost the city of Dallas $27,000 to take care of the dog for the nurse that caught Ebola. We have top silver miners, which are, you know, the big guys, releasing their third quarter results, and they lost money. And this is with silver at $19 an ounce. We're below that now. Black Friday was so successful that Sears has announced that instead of closing 130 underperforming stores, it's going to accelerate and close 235 stores. The oil price continues to go down, and now new U.S. oil well permits have gone down 40% in November. We have the Bank of America reporting that their credit and debit card usage over Thanksgiving and Black Friday declined 1.6% year over year, and that was excluding things like food, gasoline, and building materials and autos to make it a comparison for holiday shopping. And we've now turned 18. There was an article that I read early last week that they expected our federal debt to cross the $18 trillion mark tomorrow, December 9th. However, it actually happened on Black Friday. So we're now officially, for the federal government, over $18 trillion. In debt. Vincent?
John, you were talking about death benefits. So we are actually giving food stamps to dead people?
Well, you know, Chicago's been letting dead people vote for years. Why should we be surprised?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I was trying to be quiet for as you read these things off, and the $27,000 medical bill because to care for this dog. Now, it literally, what can be done? What can be done for a dog? And I'm not trying to minimize the life of a dog. I'm not trying to do that at all, but I'm trying to imagine exactly what could be done for a dog that would cost $27,000, including brain surgery. What could be done?
The problem
how is that possible?
Because they didn't know if the dog had any Ebola virus. The caretakers had to dress up in hazmat to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hazmat suits aren't that expensive. So who gets the bill for this? Does the dog's owner get the bill, or is this something that the hospital eats, or what happens with this bill? Or is this covered by insurance? Obamacare.
This was what the city spent, and I understand they're asking the state for reimbursement.
Yeah, the state will probably ask the feds for reimbursement.
And, of course, it's just taxpayer money.
All right. You mentioned silver.
And, you know, gold is in the same shape, too. It's both silver and gold is being mined, and the spot price is less than the cost of mining. We have a similar situation with oil where, especially here in America, where shale oil has taken off, that we're now in that area where it's tough to break even. Like I said, the permits are down 40%. So without the new drilling, that's going to severely impact employment in that industry. And those are some of the most lucrative jobs that we have at the moment. When those disappear, that's going to really affect the rest of the economy that's been depending on those people.
Let's talk about the price of silver. So right now, my understanding is that it's about $19 to get it out of the ground, right? Per ounce.
Right, right.
Okay, the current price at this second is $16.31 per ounce. That's finished product. That's finished product in bulk, which would be the spot price. So if you bought a large quantity, maybe $16.31. Finished. Now, then of course, then there's a premium that the middlemen would want to make on it. So, but I know for a fact, that you can buy silver right now for around $18 per ounce. I know that for a fact. Because I bought some yesterday. A small amount. So if I bought it for 18 and it costs 19 to produce, John, how is this going to work? Who is going to mine silver?
They can only do this for so long, and either the price has to go back up, and some analysts are saying it's going to go up very sharply, or these mines start shutting down, and especially in the case of silver, which is an industrial metal, that starts affecting other processes real fast, especially things like alternative energy.
You're talking about alternative energy, you're talking about the solar cells and those kinds of products?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, John, if the mines shut down, let's just talk about this for a few seconds. If the mines are operating at a loss and they say, you know what, this is crazy, we'll just have to shut down until the prices go back up. That will drive the prices back up, just having the mine shut down, right? Because we'll develop a shortage as a result of the mines not producing new silver. Because silver is a little different from gold. You know, we keep hearing that all the gold ever mined is still around. You know, we just don't throw gold away. Well, that's really not true. That's really not true. We do throw gold away. We throw computers away, even though we recycle some. Some of them get thrown away. Cell phones get thrown away. A lot of products that have gold in them, we just throw away. We bury people with gold in their mouths, and we don't go dig them up. I'm talking about teeth. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about silver with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force, retired.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, so as we were saying at the end of the last segment, you know, gold, we're told that gold, all the gold that's ever mined is, you know, is above ground. Well, you know, we throw some gold away, and we bury some gold. We have loved ones who have had gold fillings and gold, you know, gold caps and so forth, and when unless they're stolen by someone at the funeral home, you know, ripped out of a person's mouth before their mouth gets sewn up and they're, you know, buried. That gold is buried and it's no longer available, for reuse. Well, silver, so a lot of gold is reused, but some of it is thrown away. Now, silver, it's not the same. It's not the same with silver because if you look at your light switches, if you take them apart, you'll find two silver contacts in your light switches and many of the light switches that you have in your home. And many of the computer switches that we have silver contacts. But when a light switch goes bad, we just throw it away. We don't take it to the recycling center. We just throw it away. So a lot of silver gets discarded and ends up in landfills, and we're not reclaiming it, and we're not recycling it. So if we shut down the mines that mine silver and gold, because the price is too low, the price is below the cost of production, that will drive back up the cost of silver, right?
Right.
But if we have a silver shortage, that's going to be a huge problem because we won't be able to manufacture things. So what I can just see the downstream effects of this, John Reagan. We shut down electronics assembly lines because we don't have silver for the switches. I remember when I was in California we were manufacturing satellite receivers. Let's say it took a thousand components to make a satellite receiver. We always had like 999 of them. And it was always a problem because, think of it like this. Let's say we built a complete satellite receiver. Let's replace that with a television in today's marketplace. So it takes 1,000 components to make a television, or 1,000 components to make a stereo receiver, if anybody still buys those things, or 1,000 components to manufacture a DVD player. Okay, so let's say you have 999 of those components, 999. You just short one. How do you sell it? How do you sell it? So you have everything except the power cord. Do you sell it and say, look, you know, here's a postcard, and when you get your brand new television, send this postcard in, and then we'll send you a power cord when we get one? That's not going to work. It's not going to fly. Customers aren't going to stand for that. And customers aren't going to go to the local electronic supply store and buy a power cord because there hardly are any electronics power supply stores anymore. This is a huge problem. So I can see a lot of downstream effects and impact from the shortage of silver, which is going to happen if we shut down some of these mines. John, please correct me if I've said anything that you think is incorrect.
Nope, it's... The entire economy interconnects, and just because we're concentrated on one area doesn't mean that there's not going to be an effect down the line in a totally separate area.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to tell us about Sears?
Well, we've got a number of retailers, Sears, Radio Shack, JCPenney. They are pretty much in terminal phase anyway. And with the retail sales, especially the store sales, being down over the Black Friday weekend, it's got to be a nightmare for all three of those companies. You know, what are you going to do? And about all they can do is start shutting down more stores to try to save money. I think all of them are in a death spiral.
Mm-hmm. Well, it bothers me about this because it's just an indicator of what's happening to the United States. If you look at Radio Shack was going head to head with a company called Lafayette Radio and Electronics. Lafayette Radio and Electronics was far superior, in my opinion, to Radio Shack. Greater number of choices, greater supplies, greater number of components. More inventory, more choices, way bigger. But they fell down, and they went out of business. So Radio Shack survives. Now, we'll talk about that when we come back in a minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, we're talking about silver. And we extrapolated that out to the contacts and switches and electronic devices that are constructed using silver. Well, I was thinking about, and then we went out to Radio Shack and Sears and J.C. Penney, and I was thinking about the Radio Shack situation. Now, it used to be that you could go to Radio Shack and you could buy electrical and electronic components. You could buy diodes, capacitors, transistors, silicon-controlled rectifiers, bridge rectifiers. You could buy blank PC circuit boards, and you could buy the etching material, and you could buy the resistant pen, which you could mark on a copper-clad fiberglass circuit board, and you can etch it yourself and drill holes in it and make your own circuit boards. Well, you could go to Radio Shack. This is not exaggerating at all. You could literally go to Radio Shack, and with a little bit of ingenuity, you could make a device, etch a circuit board, build an LC circuit, and create tones through dual tone oscillators, and control the telephone switching system of the United States of America, literally, for probably, I don't know, $20 back then in the 1970s, you could make a device that could literally control from your telephone the giant computer switching systems of Bell Telephone. And you could make long-distance calls all over the world. Now, it would take some enthusiasm. It would take some perseverance. It would take a little bit of electrical engineering knowledge, a little bit. I mean, electronics 101 would be enough. And this was the kind of thing that you could do. You could literally experiment and tinker and become a budding engineer. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not advocating doing illegal things like I just discussed that happened in the past. A lot of people were interested in learning about how to do that. Well, you could do all kinds of neat things with electrical devices. And I did. I built a talk on a light beam back in the 1960s. I got the components from a hobby electronics store. I literally took a flashlight and a flashlight beam, and I modulated voice over a flashlight bulb and beam and picked it up with a photocell and amplified it out the other end. And you could literally talk on a beam of light. Well, those were fascinating for things that young people could do. But we've stopped doing that. It's not really available. Not many people are interested in doing those kinds of things anymore. And so we're looking at the death spiral of Radio Shack. I mean, why would anybody go to a Radio Shack? You don't need the parts anymore because we don't have the engineering desire. We're not interested in electronics anymore. JCPenney's, what's so special about them? They replaced their CEO a bunch of times because they can't get their act together. Sears used to be buy good, better, or best. They had three qualities. If you wanted, a good quality product, you could get their, good line. If you wanted to spend a little more, you could buy their better line. And if you wanted the best in the marketplace, you'd buy the best. So you could go to Sears and you knew good, better, or best. And you knew that if you bought the best, that was as good as it got. And if you bought the good line, the bottom line, it was still okay. Now we have no idea. Sears has just become like everybody else. They've lost their way. They've literally lost their way. So who wants to go to Sears anymore? They don't honor the warranties of satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. At least they didn't for me. I mean, I had to really pressure them to do that. They don't work for us anymore. These stores don't work for the customer. They work for the shareholders. That's the problem. They work for the shareholders. They've lost their way. And they deserve to go out of business for losing their way. Unfortunately, it'll be really difficult to put it back together once they go out of business. Back to you, John.
Heck. I've got six articles. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm angry with what has happened to our country. I used to work for Sears when I was in high school. I used to work for Radio Shack when I was in high school. Back in the 70s. They were neat stores. If you bought something at Sears and you had a problem with it, you could bring it back and say, I have a problem with this. And they go, okay, well, we'll give you another one. Or would you like your money back? Which is it? You could buy a pair of shoes from Sears and say, you know what, I think these wore out too fast. They'd give you another pair. They didn't beat you up and tell you tough. That was the old America, when businesses were in business to serve the customers. By the way, if you extrapolate that out and you say, what's the business that the police are in? They've lost their way too. They're not serving their customers, which would be we the people. They're serving the shareholders. And the shareholders are not us. Okay, back to your articles.
Okay, we've got six spy tech. Let me do the highlight on them, and we'll discuss them. We've got software now that analyzes your speech that could determine whether or not you're drunk. So this could either be held by a cop where he determines if you're drunk without doing a breathalyzer, or if you're still demanding to drive your own car, you may have to convince your car that you're not drunk. We now have optical chips, which instead of being based on electricity, it uses light. So that means we get even faster, more powerful, more compact processors, just what we need. We've got a lie-detecting monitor that you would wear on your forehead, monitors your pulse, and goes from green, yellow, red. And I'm just wondering, you know, can we get these for our elected officials to tell when they're lying? But then they're probably just always lying anyway. Berlin Police is doing Minority Report-style software, you know, pre-crime. We've got, you know, microphones being reduced in size. They've now got molecule-size microphones. And I know some people that have a computer background don't believe in artificial intelligence because it's been promised so much for so long. Well, this could be a way around that. They are now putting the brain of a worm inside of a robot. Vincent?
I'm thinking about these microphones. John, when I was in Virginia, this guy showed up at our computer factory, and he looked like he had just changed his oil. He was not clean shaven, you know, had a couple days of growth on his face, kind of like the new look in Hollywood, you know, that new shaggy, disheveled look. And it looked like he changed his oil and got some on his hands and, you know, didn't have a rag and kind of wiped it off on his shirt and his pants. And it's kind of dusty, and he drove this old vehicle. It's kind of a SUV, but it wasn't brand new. And he asked me if I could help him. They were having some problems with their computer equipment. He was state police narcotics, undercover. I'll tell you what, he was undercover. I didn't know he was state police. And he took me out to this clandestine location. I guess they did a background check on me, and they figured that I knew a little bit about computers and I could help them. And so I went to this clandestine shack on an old farm. It was an old farm building on it. It was like a shack. I'm not kidding. And there's where they had their high-tech electronic equipment, where they were looking for people who were growing drugs and, you know, marijuana and so forth. State police narcotics. Anyway, these guys would, I would get calls from cops and helicopters, you know, and, you know, they were on, doing their surveillance. And it's amazing. This is back in the 1990s. And they had this little camera, and it was the size of a shirt button. Literally the size of a shirt button back then. So when you talk about this little tiny microphone, it makes sense to me because literally the size of a pencil eraser, the diameter of a pencil eraser is what they had for a camera back then. And they would sew it behind their shirt. And so if they were talking to you, they could record the video and the audio. And you wouldn't even see this little tiny lens. The whole assembly was the size of a pencil eraser's diameter. So the camera hole was the size of a pencil lead at the most. So I can understand what you're saying about these tiny microphones. And it really bothers me. We're under surveillance everywhere we go. And I was telling some of our instructors over the weekend on phone calls, I don't want to leave the farm. I don't want to go places. Because we're being monitored. It's out of control. This is because our government's afraid of us. They're afraid of us. So they have to monitor everything we do so that they can arrest us and say, yeah, but back on the 23rd of September, 4 years ago, you said such and such, and we have it recorded. What do you say about that, Finelli? It's out of control. John, I can't believe you must hit all my buttons today.
Now, what troubles me is the one about using an animal brain inside of a robot. You can imagine you'd get a predator-type animal, say like a hawk, and put that inside of a robot, and then you stimulate the brain to convince it that it's hungry after it's acquired this target, and it goes to work to destroy that target, and then you can do the process all over again.
John, one of our instructors, you'll get a chance to meet him at the expo in March, March 27, 28, and 29 here in Lebanon, Missouri. His name is Bert Bertonis. Bert was telling me many years ago, he called me up and he said, you know, I think I'm going to build a golf cart. You know, one of those, you put your golf clubs on it, and he said, I'm going to build this so it can follow you around. So you don't need a caddy. So this little robot will be your caddy. But there's some things we got to think about. So, for example, you hit the ball and your golf bag, this is really just a bag with some wheels, and it follows you around. I'll tell you a little bit more about this, and I'll tie this to the technology, and then I'll tie it to why I'm concerned about this. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 Square Meal Unit Sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be slight. One of today's hot. Why today? God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, and you can get a chance to meet Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired, at the Get Prepared Expo. You'll be able to buy his book there, and you can buy it right now on his website, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And you'll be able to get copies of his book, autographed, signed, personalized, at the Get Prepared Expo. So, John, what I was saying is Bert Bertonis is a Silicon Valley engineer, USA Prepares instructor. And he called me, and we were talking on the phone years ago, and he said, you know, when you play golf, you have a golf caddy, and he carries a bag around, or you have a golf cart. But if you have a caddy, what if we just had that bag come to you without a caddy? The bag would be a robot. And so he said, you know, there's some problems with doing this. For example, it's easy to have a little transmitter in your pocket, kind of like a pager, and that tells the golf bag where you are. So it would be kind of neat, just hit the button and tell the bag, you know, you're done with that swing and come on over. But the problem is, if the bag went in a straight line, he might run over somebody between you and the bag. So if there's somebody between you, or if there's a tree in the way, or if, you know, you moved and you're on the other side of a sand trap, or if there's water between you and the bag or a curb. So it's a problem. So the golf bag would need to have GPS so it knows the layout of the golf course. It would need to have an infrared sensor to make sure it doesn't run over a person in between you and the bag. And it, you know, it's pretty complicated. So as I think about that, and this was years ago, I'm thinking about the technology that you're talking about, where we have these devices that are on the brink of creating artificial life. But these are really, really complicated. And here's the whole point I'm trying to make. It would have cost a fortune to make this golf bag come to you. That's nothing compared to the artificial intelligence we're talking about. It costs a fortune. Who is funding these things? And how are we allowing the funding of using the brain of a worm in technology? Why are we doing that? How are we funding it? Who's paying for it? And why is it happening? It makes no sense to me. Unless there's a nefarious purpose.
I think you hit it there. And before we run out of time, let me quickly talk about that fantastic jobs report. Over 320,000 jobs created, so they say. Well, if you look at the non-seasonally adjusted, we actually lost jobs. The BLS added 600,000 jobs to the number actually recorded by households. The middle article under the employment section has a great write-up describing the difference between the establishment survey, which is surveying businesses, versus the household survey, which surveys, you know, people. Say you've got, you know, a middle manager that gets laid off from his nice full-time job and has to turn around and get three part-time jobs. Well, that, as according to the establishment survey, is a net gain of two jobs, even though the guy with those three part-time jobs still doesn't have the same pay and benefits that he used to have. That's what we're looking at with these BLS lies.
I'm trying to think of just one thing the government does without lying or does without enforcement at the muzzle of a gun. I'm having trouble thinking about that. So this is the BLS, and you call this the BLS BS, right?
That's what one of the articles says, the BLS
yeah, and
BS.
That's not, yeah. Yeah. So even we're not the only ones saying this. There are a whole bunch of others all over the country who are in agreement with what we're saying, John Reagan.
Yeah, and but all you're gonna see in the mainstream media is how great the economy is doing because we got jobs coming back like crazy. You know,
yeah.
Happy times are here again.
Yeah, and Sears is closing 235 stores because they're underperforming. Sears has a billion-dollar hemorrhage? How much is Sears hemorrhaging right now in cash flow?
It's huge.
It's so huge that they've got to close 235 stores. Think about that. Think about how big Sears is and how big those stores are, and they're closing 235 of them. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Meet up tonight, class. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8. We're going to be talking about court, how to stay out of it, what to do if you get stuck in there, what to say, what not to say. And I'm going to show a movie about gun control. Millions have been murdered through gun control.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.